Hi everyone, today we're reading from John chapter 13, verses 21 through 30. After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. So here in this passage, it's really clear what's going on here. It's that Judas was going to betray Jesus. There's some, you know, process here of like Jesus handing him the morsel and like showing people, him telling his disciples about this betrayal. But in the end, it's Judas who would betray Jesus. And I think it's important one for us to recognize in this specific context what's happened here. So in yesterday's passage, we saw that Jesus had washed his disciples' feet, that these group of disciples was together and they refused to humble themselves and to wash each other's feet. And Jesus, their master, the last person who should have thought to do this, he is the one who does that. He washes their feet, and including those disciples, part of those disciples is Judas. Jesus had washed Judas's feet. Jesus had served Judas. And Jesus was knowing that Judas would betray him like this, Jesus still serves him by washing his feet. But not just that, he shares a table with him. He gives him food to eat. He shares a meal with him. And that's an intimate thing. You only do that with your friends. You only do that with people that you love. What we can see here is the grace of Jesus. Jesus had no reason to be nice to Judas, to serve him in any way. He could have, or maybe he should have in our minds, like kicked him out before he even had this meal or any of those things. But Jesus still serves him. Our takeaway in this is that this is how Jesus loves us. Now, we didn't betray Jesus like Judas does, but we shouldn't think of ourselves as better than him. Judas, he did what he did, and it's terrible in that Jesus went to the cross like that. But we're not better than him. We betray Jesus when we fail to follow him, or we follow the ways of this world. And we should recognize that we've been shown grace as we've been rebellious against God, disobedient to him. But also, I think a takeaway for us here is that how Jesus serves Judas is how we should serve others as well. We shouldn't serve people who deserve it or have earned it. It's so easy for us, right, to spend time with or reach out to or share a meal with people that we understand or that we get along with. But it's a lot different here, isn't it? This is Judas, someone who would betray Jesus, hand him over to the authorities to be killed. And Jesus still serves him. That should be our heart as well. That's a servant's heart. Is to love people, to serve people, even if they haven't earned it or deserve it in our minds. People who are different from us, people who might even betray us, people who might hurt us in some ways. Even those people are people worthy to be served, because that's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus would want us to do. So let's pray for our hearts that we recognize the grace that we have been shown, and let's in turn show that grace to others as well. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for such amazing grace. We do not deserve a single morsel from you, and yet you have served us with your life, going to the cross for us. You are involved in our lives. You desire a relationship with us, and we've been shown so, so much grace, and we thank you for that, Jesus. And I pray for us that we will continue to be reminded of that grace, and that that grace will change everything about how we live, how we love our neighbors, how we serve others, God. I pray that we do not wait for people to earn it or deserve it in our minds, but we will just serve because every person we encounter is worthy to be loved, because that's how you served us too. We thank you, Jesus, for such love. Move in our hearts as well. In your name we pray. Amen.